The Minnesota North Stars. So close, we can taste it.
20 minutes before 8, KS95 FM with 9 in the city's a cash call total. You want to write it down this hour, and we'll have more information on how you and the special person of your choice can win a trip to anywhere under the sun. KS95 FM will pick up the major expenses in that, and we'll have that for you. Cash call, 1992-95. Rich Little on KS95 FM. From the album that he was in town talking about here the Monday morning when he was with us. It's 18 minutes before 8 o'clock and 9 degrees.
Lying
beside you. Oh, I see the dome heating bill dropped for the month of February. This
all
is KS95 FM. Apparently all the Finnish people that were going in for the sauna learned to shut the door and the price went down. It was only $124,000 in February compared to $151,000.
Actually, you know, all that
January
is so misleading, though. Do you realize that, Chuck? Because the heating bill is never going to be that much during an actual winter. With all the hot, sweaty bodies in there, think of the money they'll save.
Ish. Think of the deodorant they'll have to sell.
Yeah, but they'll make a profit on that.
We'll get the concession for that going.
Hey, that's right. The underarm concession.
I'll tell you, Calvin can afford to hire Reggie Jackson if the profits from that. 9 degrees, KS95 FM with a high of around 20 for later today. We'll do the cash call here in a couple of minutes.
Festal.
Be thinking about where it is in the world that you and your special friend, your spouse more than likely, would like to go, and then be listening for all the details here within the next 45 minutes. KS95 FM wants to send you anywhere under the sun. We'll have all the complete rules coming right up.
Hold it!
Anywhere under the sun.
Anywhere. Okay.
We'll have it all. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. Minnesota Orchestra had to reschedule at Peter Nero, that second concert. That has been done now. It's going to be March 22nd, Monday night, March 22nd, 8 p.m.
Please come to Boston from Tennessee.
Dave Loggins on KS95 FM, number one stereo music. 6 minutes before 8 o'clock and 9 degrees in the cities. And in the news this morning, they got Tommy Kramer into a program. And he's going to be in for a few weeks. And that's out in California somewhere.
I'll toast that.
His wife-to-be, his fiancée, said she didn't even know he was going in.
Oh, really?
It's reported that that's what she said.
She was out of town, huh?
So 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 9 degrees in the cities. Other things that are going on, Johnny Carson showed up last night with a uniformed policeman who ushered him on stage for the monologue. That's right. That's what it says here. Carson, of course, was charged with DWI.
I've heard those monologues.
Saturday,
he should have a policeman
Hills
with him every night.
Yeah, he turned to the uniformed officer at one point and asked him if he would be his character witness. And also, Bob Packwood got a slap on the wrist yesterday for saying that President Reagan was pretty upset with Packwood's remarks. He was the one that said, what is the word I'm looking for? Circumlocution? Reagan talked in circles?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Packwood got a little slap on the wrist from the president yesterday.
This is about a checking account.
The time is now.
We might get some flurries this afternoon or a little bit of light snow. We'll have the weather in a few minutes. 7:57. Donuts is on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. And we are fortunate enough to have the Walter Cronkite of Twin Cities News?
That's right.
Yeah, who was going to be in here to give us a few headlines. And
serious view.
That's right.
The news here.
So, you look familiar.
Well, I am. I get very familiar. That's directly proportional to the beauty of your countenance. So that you don't have a thing to worry about.
You do look familiar, though. I can't place you, but I know
don't place me,
somewhere
please
back in my past.
I've been shoved around enough in my life.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to shove.
Yeah.
In a bit of twisted Neville Chamberlainism, the president is calling for peace quite literally at any price. President Reagan says he's ready to accept a large federal deficit as the price of peace. Reagan told political fundraisers in Wyoming and New Mexico that the price of peace includes an 18% increase in defense spending. Reagan is on the offense, on defense, because of political adversaries who find the cost of defense offensive. Meanwhile, that Baker has something in the oven. A spokesman for Senate Republican leader Howard Baker says the Senate GOP leadership hopes to complete a 1983 budget alternative this week. He says the package could include tax hikes and cuts in social programs and defense spending. The secretary says those gorillas have a monkey on their back. In testimony before a House committee, Secretary of State Haig insisted that leftist guerrillas in El Salvador are under foreign control. A key senator says the CIA has pointed the finger at Nicaragua. And once we've launched the dreaded pointed finger, can the pointed gun be far behind? They're still harassing Harrison on the Hill. The Senate begins debate today on whether to expel Harrison Williams, the New Jersey Democrat convicted of corruption in the Abscam investigation. There may be a vote on a resolution to expel Williams by Monday. And the smart money in Minnesota isn't betting that the state will be legalizing gambling on the horses or through lotteries. The Senate Rules Committee will debate on the proposed constitutional amendment to allow parimutuel betting on the nags today. That bill is one of a pair of gambling gambits that have been defeated during the legislative session. The Senate version of an amendment to legalize a lottery was bludgeoned 2 weeks ago by the Judiciary Committee. The loss of the lottery is still to be decided on the House side. And the Vikings' Tommy gun is under fire. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Tommy Kramer has voluntarily admitted himself to a hospital in California for treatment of alcohol problems. The important purple people in the front office have acknowledged the report as apparent fact. It isn't known how long Kramer will be in the care unit hospital in Orange, California. When the folks at any auto insurance company want to conjure up a few knee slappers, all they have to do is check out the list of alibis they get from people who don't want to claim responsibility for an accident. Well, after backing his car 300 feet across the parking lot through a store window, one man wrote, "The car sat in the sun too long and absorbed too much solar energy." Another explained, "The reason I have water damage is I mistook the left side of the bridge to be the right side of the bridge." And still another explained, "I backed into my neighbor's parked car, but it wasn't my fault. He was supposed to be at work." The one that takes the cake is the fellow who ran down a wedding party while he was driving drunk. And he claimed that it wasn't his fault because he thought he was being attacked by giant penguins. Metro Traffic Control, brought to you by St. Paul Dispatch and Pioneer Press. And here's Wayne Harris.
Well, good morning again. Our units on the freeways reporting heavy stop-and-go traffic on the south side. 35W inbound through the Crosstown Commons. Heavy slow-and-go. 494 westbound from 35W to Penn. Moderately heavy. Occasionally stop-and-go. And eastbound Crosstown from Penn to 35W stop-and-go. On the Highway 100 area, we had an earlier stall at Minnetonka Boulevard northbound. That has now been cleared. And in St. Paul, we do have slow-moving traffic continuing. 35E inbound Larpenter Avenue into the 9435E Spaghetti Junction area. Wayne Harrison, Metro Traffic Control.
Save time, money, and gas. Shop the ads in the Dispatch and Pioneer Press. Your newspaper pays in many ways. Now you call 291-1888 for home delivery. KS95 is KSTP-FM, St. Paul, Minneapolis. KS95 color radar weather calls for mostly cloudy today and tonight with a slight chance of light snow. The high today, 20, and we're looking for a low tonight of around 14. That's not bad. Waffling cloud cover for Thursday with a chance of light flurries, a high of around 24 degrees. And currently in the Twin Towns, 10 degrees, wind east at 12, and we're looking at partly sunny. It's beautiful. I'm Charlie Bush, and this is Chuck Knapp.